From Tidbits on May 6, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Reminding everyone that Fetch and Transmint aren't the only players in the file transfer app game, the CyberDuck team has released version 4.3 of the open source app, the first update since late 2011. The biggest news is that CyberDuck has dropped support for Dropbox, Google Drive, and Windows Azure, enabling the developers to get their ducks in a row to improve support for Amazon S3. The new release gets updates for OS 10.8 Mountain Lion, with support for Gatekeeper and Notification Center, plus it adds support for Retina displays. CyberDuck is now also integrated with CloudStat, a service that provides analytics and monitoring for CloudFront distributions, S3 buckets, and containers in Rackspace cloud files. A few days after this update came out, CyberDuck 4.3.1 was released with a fix for an issue that prevented the app from setting the speed limit to unlimited. CyberDuck is free, though you can support it via a donation or a $23.99 purchase made through the Mac App Store. Postbox has released version 3.0.8 of its eponymous email client, using the integrated graphics processor exclusively on MacBook Pro models that have dual GPUs, in order to reduce power usage and thus save some battery life. The update also adds a Run Filters on Folder toolbar button, ensures that Notification Center alerts link directly to messages, displays the account name next to the folder name in the message pane, and adds automatic account configuration support for iCloud email accounts. Plus, it fixes an issue with Growl integration, a crash when indexing, and a crash when importing from Thunderbolt. Panic has released Transmint 4.3.4, a small maintenance release that should bring some joy to those running macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard. The update squashes a bug where Transmint's user interface wouldn't respond when attempting to synchronize folders on Snow Leopard. In addition, the file transfer program fixes a connection failure for some servers when connecting to FTP via TLS/SSL, puts paid to crashes that occurred when minimizing the app during a transfer and when downloading server favicons for favorites, and fixes a problem with Transmint disk auto-updating. C Command Software has released Spam Sieve 2.9.7, with improvements to overall accuracy in the spam filtering utility. The update no longer links against Apple ScriptKit, a change that removes some GUI scripting functionality, but works around a bug that could prevent Spam Sieve from launching. It also improves the movement of trained messages when Outlook has lost track of the special junk email folder, fixes an Outlook bug that prevented addresses from loading if an error was reported while requiring a contact's email address, fixes a permissions-related problem, and works around a rule-syncing bug in Apple Mail, adds more checks to ensure that Spam Sieve has proper permissions to access required folders, improves error reporting for Apple Mail and Growl, and improves the Japanese localization. Spam Sieve now requires Mac OS 10.5 or later. LimpKissSoft has released Graphic Converter 8.6 with a number of new features, including the addition of layers, a brightness with curve function, and support for the dphoto online sharing and backup service. Other additions include a film strip option for displaying movies, shortcuts for both lossless and virtual rotation and mirroring, an option to save RGBA files as TIFFs with or without a pre-multiplied alpha channel, and a last-used zoom option. The graphic conversion editing utility also receives a few updates, including improved WPG and WPG2 import, an updated EXF tool, extended keyboard control in the browser, and improved sharpen range. The update also fixes bugs that affected importing of CMYK TIFF files with JPEG compression, 32-bit grayscale TIFFs, and GIF animations in certain situations. As of this writing, Graphic Converter is still stuck at version 8.5.3 in the Mac App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.